Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Batavi Levantombini, host of Untangled Resolution's presentation of The Problem is the Answer, coming to you from Harlem, USA. This broadcast is not live because I'm on vacation. I so appreciate that you've tuned in. I wanted to be sure that if you hadn't received the message about the show being on hiatus this week, you didn't come to listen at the regular time and find yourself disappointed. I am so glad that you chose to tune in. It really means a lot that you are so dedicated. Since you are already here, let me take a few minutes to share some information about the show with you. First, when this broadcast is over, you have quite a number of archived shows to choose from. If there is a show you've been meaning to listen to, now is the time to take a listen. You can just pick a show from the webpage you are on now, or you can go to the show's blog page. If you're listening on the internet, please look for the link to www.untangledresolutions.blogspot.com. It is the first link just to the right of my picture on this show's Blog Talk Radio Show page. Click on that link for descriptions to each show and for links to the shows as well. Your other option is to simply type untangledresolutions.blogspot.com into your browser. You can reach the blog that way as well. I'd also like to remind you that you can download the show by clicking on the iTunes icon, that little button under my picture. Then you can listen to it on your iPod or smartphone or other MP3 player anywhere and anytime you wish. Please do let me know that you are listening. Press the follow button on the show's webpage, and when you visit my blog, click on the follow button there as well. It really helps me to know who is listening so that I can plan shows that are most relevant and interesting to you. Speaking of future shows, here is a little bit of what I'm working on for next week. Mortgage expert Ray Mathoto will join me to break down what actually happened with the mortgage crisis, what is happening with the banks now, how to choose the best mortgage if you are in the market for one, and what you should do to advocate for yourself if you find yourself in trouble with a bank. I am leaving you with a piece by one of my favorite composers, Mark Taylor. He is a jazz French horn player that you've heard on the show before. The piece is called My One and Only, and it is from his brand new CD, At What Age? I'm heading out for the CD release party tonight at the Cornelia Street Cafe, which is located at 29 Cornelia Street in Manhattan. Take the A, B, C, D, E, F, or M train to West 4th Street, or the 1 to Christopher Street, Sheridan Square. Reservations are recommended, so visit the website, CorneliaStreetCafe.com, that's all one word, CorneliaStreetCafe.com, or call 212-989-9319. The doors open at 8:30 p.m., so if you are in New York City, I invite you to join me there. So do take a listen and enjoy. I will be back again with you next week. Have a wonderful week, and for those of you who have time off, I hope you really enjoy your vacation. Bye-bye for now.
The handshake, kiss on the cheek welcome as the players gather backstage. The lights poised, podium, microphone, pitcher of water for the dry-throated reader set in place. The host reviewing the list, who's first, what follows, and how will the night proceed towards the finale. A nervous chatter in the corner reveals the unexpected last-minute adjustment. Where is he? Did he call? No, I'm sure he's okay. He never misses a chance to prance upon the stage. But his wife, you know she left him. And the kids, they're all off to college. Thank you. doors open to a crowd of dedicated fans, novices, and the ever-present note-takers, eager to catch every sliver of inspiration flung across the room, indexing words, potential images, the witty line, so they too can one day ascend onto the stage bathed in light. Straightens his tie, pulls the tail of his jacket with a quick jerk, wrinkles succumbing to the square-shouldered confidence of this prestigious hall. It's poetry month, with the red carpet rolled out. Time for the closet connoisseurs to pull out that one favorite poem, symbolizing all that poetry is, has been, and will ever be in their lives. Remembering the bifocal English teacher, grandparent, uncle, aunt, close friend, who shared this jewel of verse at just the right moment, or the reading protest march speeches, where the stanzas proclaimed the perfect, precise, pared-down statement, caught in the image of a child on a lake or hill, or sitting at daddy's knee, or mommy's. It all comes down to this one epiphany. This is my favorite, one and only, truly great inspiration, says the third reader standing at the podium. And since then, no other poem has been necessary. On the cheek, welcome, as the players gather backstage. Yes, since then, no other poem has